Friday morning. Got some clouds here, 21 degrees going on. We wrap up the week. Well, if you are enjoying some milder temps, and I must say I enjoyed the day yesterday very much. I like it when melting goes on in February. That's just me. But we call this thing a false spring, or at least that's the term I've heard from Brianna Koval from Wilkin County Emergency Services. Who is in here with me on a Friday, as usual? Good morning.
Good morning.
So a false spring. Explain this
one. Well, it's just that warming that we end up with in February with the knowledge that we know it's not going to last.
Yeah.
We want it to last, and we've earned it. For as cold as January was, we have earned this week and a half of warm
temperatures. True enough, yes, yeah.
I'm going to savor it because I know it's not going to last. You know it's going to get cold again. End of February, because it does, we'll get some ridiculous March snowstorm, but it'll melt right away and all of that. But just remember, this isn't going to last. This is just a nice reprieve for us right now.
Okay, but, okay, to add to that, I was thinking of this because I'm looking ahead at next week, like Giving Hearts Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many Giving Hearts Days I've been a part of because they send me out. I'll be out at St. Gerard's with my friends out there. I'll be down at Hughes Shelter with CHI Health at Home. That's next Thursday. I can't tell you how many Giving Hearts Days have just been horrid because the weather's been terrible.
Right, absolutely. It'll be 15 below or something like that.
But now next week, it looks like it's going to be great. So, but I see what you're saying. Don't get lulled into this, winter's over.
Right, this is a false sense of security right now. It's not over yet. And the groundhog said it's not. But frankly, let's remember when the groundhog says 6 more weeks of winter. Well, that's normal around here.
Don't take me down that path because I've got all these useless groundhog facts in my head that I've been just annoying people with all week. Let's not even go there.
I have a hard time calling it a groundhog because there was this episode of Curious George where they called it a whistle pig.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a real term for a groundhog or not. Is that in your repertoire of groundhog facts?
I asked Kathy yesterday from the zoo she was in because Bill Murray in Groundhog Day actually refers to Phil as a fodder pig. He says that's pretty good for a fodder pig. Kathy said that's accurate.
Okay.
They're basically woodchucks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Moving on.
Let's move on.
Moving on.
How do
so
we go
temperatures
off?
Are going to be warm, mm-hmm. Above freezing, near freezing for the next, what's today, the 6th? For the next 11 days.
Okay.
Through the 17th, as of the forecast right now, we're going to see temperatures that are nice and mild. And we'll see melting every day because the February sun has so much more power than the January sun did. So a 25-degree day, we're still going to see some melting. But that water and that moisture isn't leaving yet. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
The ground has to thaw before that moisture can go anywhere. So even though we'll see reductions in the snowpack, we're not going to see true reductions in the amount of moisture that we have in the area. And that leads right into the fact that our next flood outlook comes out next week. Right now, it's not alarming in the least bit. I don't see it becoming alarming on this next outlook just because we haven't had the moisture to increase that forecast at all, or at least in my meteorological amateur opinion.
I take your word for it. No,
yep.
You're pretty much spot on.
I'm not feeling it as far as of right now, there being any significant issues this spring. But you never know. We could have late snowstorms. We could have a delayed melt. We could have, anything could happen.
Right.
We could have spring rains, all of that stuff. But as of right now, things look good. Let's enjoy the warm temperatures while we have them. And let's just hope that they continue.
I'm going to ask you a question here because you brought me in on this one.
Sure.
Is there snow out there that's getting ripe?
Oh, you know what? It's too early. It is too early.
That's
for
why.
The
well,
ripening
when I thought
of
it, when you said, "Look, this water and this moisture is not going to go anywhere," it's like it popped into my head. I wonder if the snow is getting ripe.
Not quite.
Because you turned me on to that tune.
Yep. So a ripened snowpack is when it looks super crystallized and icy, because most of the moisture has already come out of it and it's sitting in the lower levels of the snowpack, and then you just have that weird crusty ice up on top. We're not there yet. We haven't had enough warm days. Maybe by the 17th, I can throw that out. But as of now, we still have a ways to go. Let's just focus on the fact that parking lots will be cleared.
Yeah.
And roads will be cleared.
I'm okay with
You'll
that.
You'll be able to see your driveway again in a couple days. Like, these are all wonderful things. But with that, we have, you know, all those slippery conditions overnight and into the morning. Everything gets nice and slushy and dry during the day, but it continues to melt into those later evening hours. And then we get that nice layer of ice on everything until it warms again during the day. So just be advised when you're out and about early in the morning, things are slippery.
Slippery conditions out there, absolutely. Without a doubt. You know, you and I are going to be eating a lot of crow if it stays nice through the entire month of February. It comes to the 28th and it's still really mild. Yeah, you and I are going to be in trouble.
Remember that I always try to use cautious optimism. So right now I am preparing you for the fact that this may not last. But if it does, we'll just call it a win.
I love it. Yes. Yeah. Okay, good. See, great way out of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we can't talk archery because there's nothing going on.
Nope, there's no tournament. You know what? No, I believe are the archers from Minnesota are in a tournament this weekend.
Okay.
I feel like maybe that's this weekend, but there's no North Dakota tournament for our kids this weekend.
Scouts, so. Anything going on?
Scout Sunday.
That's yep. Right. Talk about that.
Yeah, Scout Sunday. Big pancake feed over at Bethel Lutheran from 8 until noon on Sunday. And that is the day that the Scouts serve. It's a nationwide event where Scouting America is present in their religious organizations, where whatever it is that you practice, you help out at that institution for their services that day. And then you see a lot of pancake feeds and chili feeds and things like that that go along with it for a fundraiser. But our Scouts will be at Bethel from 8 until noon on Sunday.
All
so
right.
Come and enjoy pancakes, free will offering.
Scout Sunday.
Yes.
I'm loving that. You coming back next week?
Absolutely.
We can talk more about...
We'll talk to see if the snowpack is ripe yet.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, be on the lookout for that. We'll see. We'll talk about it next week. Brianna Colville in from Wilkin County Emergency Services. I love this segment. And that's why I like Fridays, okay? This happens every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.